Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov. The star, the NXT champion, and you're listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C, Chino Liao, and Emil Nate all checking in on a 2-for-1 episode. We're going to be giving you our weekend reactions and our picks of the week all in one go, just because it's been a relatively light weekend in wrestling, and we can probably thank the NBA for that. All-Star Weekend got in the way of Collision, also got in the way of Rampage to an extent. So thank you very much, NBA, for lessening the amount of wrestling we had to catch up on over the weekend.
So pwede din bang pick yung slam dunk contest?
Jaylen
Brown to Kaisen, huh?
I'm not gonna dunk on Jaylen Brown. I'd rather dunk on the slam dunk contest as a whole. Kasi lahat nagawa na eh. Like, all I need at this point is for someone to do yung NBA Live 2005 slam dunks where the guy would do a cartwheel and then ia-alley-oop niya off the suspended camera and then in mid-air meron siyang dalawang between the legs tapos sasabit pa siya from the rim. Like, if someone can make that happen in real life, now we're talking. Otherwise, I don't need it to main event All-Star Saturday, man.
Yeah, they had an event there where I think it should have been the main event. But you know what? Maybe next year they're gonna finally fix that.
I did like the 3-point shootout though. That one,
that's the main event.
That's the main event. Yeah, that should be the main event.
We live in a world where people are taking half court threes like it's nothing. Yeah, the All Star game was basically like that kanina. So might as well just make the 3-point shootout your weekend. Yeah, you're weekend's main event. Jeez.
Exactly. Yeah.
Before we get started, shout out to Music 21 in Timog. Because for those of you who are not aware, you should know that Music 21 Timog actually has some wrestling theme songs in its catalog. And I know this for a fact because that's where I had my bachelor party over the weekend. And we rocked out to bangers like Slow Chemical, as in Kane's theme during the Ruthless Aggression era.
Wow.
And Metalingus, as in Edge's theme. Among other bangers like Lead Me Lord and the Jubilee Song and Anima Christi. So a fun time was had by me and my friends. That was how I decided to have my bachelor party.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so yun, just a quick PSA to everybody here. How are you guys coming off of what's been a relatively light weekend in terms of wrestling?
Oh, light for you, probably. Wrestling, yeah. Yes, wrestling, yes, like Comedy World, not so light. We had 5 shows over the weekend. I was at 2 of those shows. So, medyo mabigat. Do you feel it in your... Alam mo, tumatanda ka na pag hindi ka na makabangon the next day and you didn't even drink, you know what I mean? So, It's one of those weekends, you know, recovery weekend for my part. But that's all good, you know, it means you're working. Mm-hmm. You know, it means you get to do what you love. It just comes with the territory. And now you get to start another week.
Uh-huh. Yeah, same thing here. It's just refreshing to have a week where the amount of wrestling that I need to watch wasn't that much compared to, because ever since January, because we had the Rumble, then you had all these things happening at the same time that we need to cover so much things in the world of wrestling. So it was good that we had a week where wala masyadong nangyari, but also there's enough for us to talk about.
All right. Sounds good to me. One more thing that we have to talk about in the name of housekeeping is the Elimination Chamber Watch Party, which is happening on Saturday, February 24. You guys have to be earlier than the advertised time, apparently. Because now it looks like 5 p.m. Manila time magsisimula yung main show. Wow. So everybody has to come in a bit earlier. I know this kasi yung check-in time ko mas maaga than I anticipated. It's actually at 3 p.m. Manila time.
Yung advertised time din dun sa isang viewing party is also 4 p.m. So it's a little earlier than expected.
Yeah. So I'm letting you know now, as someone who was tipped off by the people who make these things happen, na mas maagang ano natin, ang call time natin, ang start time natin, 5 p.m. yung main show. So try to be there by 4 p.m. at Skinny Mike's BGC. We're still selling early tickets until Thursday, February 22. The show itself is on the 24th, 350 pesos lang for the early bird tickets. We still have about 21 early bird tickets remaining. A ticket gets you a free iced tea. We might be giving away some prizes from our friends, from everybody's toys and collectibles. And we can guarantee a damn good time over at Skinny Mike's BGC. If you plan to walk in, tickets will be at 450 pesos a pop. May kasama rin yung free iced tea. All right? So we will see you there at the Elimination Chamber Watch Party, our last stop on the road to WrestleMania. All right, let's get to some weekend reactions, and we're going to start with some wrestling free agency, not the Okada and Mercedes Moné kind, kasi gasgas na yun, but the Braun Breaker kind, because the badass Braun Breaker has signed with SmackDown. And it's great kasi matagal na natin ina-expect na Braun's going to get called up, but the question is, what happens to his tag team partner on the Wolfdogs, Baron Corbin, and their NXT Tag Team Championship?
I think they will finish out that storyline naman. Kasi if you remember Dragon Lee, it was also launched in the main roster, but he still appears on NXT after his SmackDown debut. So I think he will still honor that part of his commitment to NXT to finish out that great storyline up until they probably lose the tag team titles to a team. Probably like OTM, or probably they're going to lose it back to the D'Angelo family. So, but nonetheless, this is a big signing. And I actually like the presentation of the signing of SmackDown, where Nick Aldis came out and he announced this to the world that Braun Breaker is signing with SmackDown. And parang ano, may sports feel yung presentation, because they had all these photographers and they shook hands and hawak-hawak yung contract. So it's like a big time free agent signing with an NBA team. That's the vibes that I got from that segment. So I think they have big things really in store for Braun Breaker. Kasi yung pag-announce nilang na he's moving up to the main roster, they made so much effort. So I'm looking forward to how Braun is gonna balance his NXT tag team title reign and his debut on SmackDown.
Yeah, tama si Emil. It's not really beyond the realm of impossibilities na mag-double duty si Braun, diba? Fly back and forth from Orlando and all that. Kasi ginagawa naman talaga na ibang wrestlers yan, diba? Even those people who are on the main roster who still have some trainings to do in the PC also fly back and forth. With Braun, he just has to do it on TV. And he gets more exposure that way. Right? They see a lot of upside to somebody like Braun Breaker, they being the powers that be in the WWE right now. So I'm all for the guy getting all that work. With Baron Corbin, I don't mind if he just stays in NXT for now. But if he finds his way back on SmackDown as a tag team, then all the better. Because I think the Wolfdogs are a really successful prospect. Diba? Hindi naman natin in-expect na magiging tag team sila. But now they're a really legitimate tag team. And I don't think they'll be dropping the belts anytime soon, because they really spent time making them look strong, especially in the title match. So if people want to see the Wolfdogs on SmackDown, then I'm all for it.
Ito tanong ko sa inyo, do you guys want to see you know, yung dynamic nila ni Baron Corbin as babyfaces on SmackDown. Kasi the last time that main roster audiences got to watch Baron Corbin, he was still the same insufferable heel character that he's always been since his debut on the main roster.
Oh yeah, definitely. Because it's a different side to Corbin. We've never seen him successfully transition into a face. Diba lagi siyang smarmy heel or Alipores or like the goons of somebody. He's never really had his own time to shine. And really, I think to become a successful wrestler, superstar, you're going to have to learn how to, you know, jump from between sides. You know, you have to learn how to play both sides and try to sell it as best you can. And if Baron Corbin, he really wants to be on the cusp, he's at the cusp of that stardom and he really wants to take it to the next level, then we really need to see him work as a face, because that's what people want to see now. They want something different.
Yeah, I think they should run the ball with this all the way to the main roster, yung dynamic ng Wolf Dogs. Kasi kung pumatok do sa NXT audience, then there's no doubt for me it would work on the main roster. Kasi people have been cheering Braun in his main roster appearances. Like, ng Royal Rumble, people love Braun Breaker in the Royal Rumble. And he got a decent pop here, so might as well, you know, bring the dynamic all the way to the main roster while Braun is still, you know, still getting cheers at this point.
All right. So congratulations to Braun Breaker, the newest member of the SmackDown roster. Ngayon, hinihintay na lang nating lahat is where Jade Cargill will sign. Speaking of the women, some unfortunate news coming from the injury report, and this is concerning our Ate Shotzi, who blew out her knee during last week's NXT taping. So they taped two episodes back-to-back last week. Diba? Yung live episode, pinakita na yung setup for Shotzi to challenge Lyra Valkyria for the NXT Women's Championship. And then yung succeeding episode, yun na nga, nag-match sila ni Lyra Valkyria, na-injure si Shotzi, she blew out her knee, and yung projection daw is she'll be out for a significant amount of time. And man, you know, like you guys, I love Ate Shotzi. I'm super disappointed that this happened. Pero ito yung mga bagay na hindi mo na talaga makokontrol. Sobrang bad trip, bad timing. She was set to be part of Chamber qualifying matches. So I really hate that this happened to begin with.
Yeah, as somebody who also has his own share of knee problems, medyo mahirap talaga pag na-injure yung tuhod natin. Especially if it's something grave, like what happened to Shotzi. All the best for her. Sana. Hopefully she gets better. I think it's just all that you can say about that, really. I don't really know what else to say other than get well soon. We hope to see her in the future. It does give somebody else an opportunity to appear on the Chamber. And hopefully whoever they pick to replace Shotzi is able to fill that daredevil role that she was going to provide.
Yeah, napaka unfortunate. Like with all injuries, there's this feeling of sayang. Na she's gaining so much momentum over the last few months. Na I was looking forward to her appearing in the Chamber because she is at her best. Pag may mga stipulations na someone needs to risk their body for a spot, and she always does that every single time. Nakita natin War Games. Yung spot niya for the Chamber, I feel like sayang yun eh. She could have had a star-making moment there at the Chamber, pero wala. Well wishes for Shotzi na makarecover siya as soon as possible. And sana as much as possible, wala ding masyadong injuries na mangyari since we're close to Mania season and a lot of these wrestlers are want that Mania spot, like either it's a standard.
Bro,
deliver.
We're in Mania season already.
No, we're Mania season where wrestlers
close to Mania itself, man.
are trying to get onto the Mania card, like Mania or stand and deliver. So I hope wala na masyadong injuries na mangyari from now on.
Yeah, I wouldn't know if Shotzi would have made it to the Chamber kasi yung kalaban niya talaga sa qualifying matches was Naomi, and I'd like to think na siya talaga yung naka-peg to be in the Women's Chamber, diba? But you know, nonetheless, really unfortunate na nangyari to. All right, our last weekend reaction has to do with Chino's pick. So we're going to take a break right here and segue naturally into our picks of the week. But first, let's hear from our other podcasts right here on the Pod Network.
Magandang araw para sa mga mas nakaka-lurky na storya.
Mas masayang kwentuhan.
Mas nakakautot sa kaligayahan na chismisan.
Mga kaabang-abang na storya.
Aba, tutok na lagi sa Tambalan Podcast.
Let's pick up where we left off so weekend reactions and talk about Chino's pick of the week, which is that segment between The Rock and Roman Reigns being part of the bloodline to end SmackDown. It also cemented the return of Hollywood Rock, which is a gimmick that The Rock hasn't really fully sunk his teeth into in over 20 years.
This takes me back. When he opened his mouth and started trying to be the good guy, telling the people of the attendance record, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. And when it dropped, oh my God, bumalik ako sa pagkabata ako. I started calling Gloria Taquad again. It was like I was in grade school. Kasi ang galing eh. That's exactly, if you guys weren't around during the Attitude Era, you got a taste of it last Friday on SmackDown. This is exactly what The Rock became famous for in his entire WWE run. Even when he was a face, he was still talking so much trash. It's like he never left, diba? Now, granted, yung logic niya, you really look a gift horse in the mouth here. Yung logic niya medyo flawed, diba? He said that Cody doesn't get a second chance because the Utah Jazz, when they lost to the Bulls in the finals, they didn't get a second chance. And he goes on to tell that the Utah Jazz worked hard and moved on from there. That's exactly what Cody did. Right?
So yeah, conveniently forgetting that the Utah Jazz actually made it back to the NBA finals.
Yeah, diba, medyo flawed nga yung logic nga.
Which makes him a heel, diba? Which makes him an asshole. Kasi flawed talaga yung logic ng assholes when they berate the people they're hating on.
Yeah, ako kasi it was, for me, as a child of the 90s and the early 2000s, it was purely a nostalgia trip to hear The Rock talk that way, drop that smack talk that he's been known for, that people have online to this very day reminisce about. It's just, it takes you back, man. And I like that part, especially, you know, since now we're getting a different side to The Rock. He's actually sided with the bloodline now. Diba? Flawed logic and all, they're all on one side of the fence here. And I can't wait to see how this plays out come the main event of WrestleMania.
Even you saw appearance niya, like so blank. that was so good. He came out, he was wearing a shirt it's like a shirt that he wore during his Attitude Era run. He got the necklace, he got the sunglasses. Kulang na lang yung theme song niya, ibalik niya yung theme song niya from 2003, that iconic Hollywood Rock theme. But nonetheless, again, I will applaud The Rock for his commitment to actually changing the way that he makes his appearances from before. Diba? Kasi dati, you know, parang we're always getting the same, you know, the same look, the same promo, the same insults. But he's really doing a great job here in his current run as a heel who's siding with the bloodline. So this could have turned badly, but they pivoted into something that makes the story a little bit more interesting, in my opinion. And my stance still is not changing. I still think the Rock is just The Rock and Cody are in collusion. But again, I will just enjoy the ride and enjoying this run that Rock has been having here so far. And, you know, from now until Mania, he appears more on TV because The Rock on TV is always money.
Okay, so clearly you guys love what's going on, diba? Na, heel na si Rock, he brought back Hollywood Rock, but what do you think of yung lack of follow through or yung explanation na, teka lang, diba, nung New Year's Day, sinabi ni Rock na, what if I sit at the head of the table? Tapos nung unang nagpaubaya si Cody, nagparaya siya kay Rock, parang nag-stare down pa sila ni Roman, and then in 2 weeks, biglang, kapit-bisig na sila. Si Rock was acknowledging Roman, pero parang nagbahay ng liwanag hand sign siya. So, what did you think about that?
That's what I said earlier. I think, again, Rock and Cody are in collusion, and all of this is to throw Roman off his game. Like, he's letting Rock, he's letting himself be comfortable around Rock to a point where the Rock can, you know, screw the bloodline from the inside at some point. So that's my mentality all this time, is that he's acting in behalf of Cody.
I don't want to go as far to say now they're in collusion, because I feel like that's a little convoluted at this point. No offense to me, pero that's how I see it. Medyo magulo na yun pag ganun pala yung nangyayari, may inside play pa rin nangyayari. I'd like to keep things as simple as possible and really think that it was a swerve, that they really did have to turn things around, because the upswell and the reactions of people reacting so negatively to what happened to Cody.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Just drove them to a point na kailangan na nilang baguhin yung storyline talaga. That's what I think happened still. Diba? It didn't start as work, but now it is work. And now it's just part of the storyline now. They had to pump the brakes there real hard, and they had to rethink their whole strategy on how they're going to include the Rock in the storyline. And I think, again, I'm going to echo my sentiments from last year and throw back to another moment in the Attitude Era. It really just mirrors Mike Tyson's involvement in the WWE in WrestleMania XX, you know, yung HBA Austin main event na yun. It's very similar.
Double X in a Ben Watch kay Eddie na eh.
14.
Sorry. 14 pala, sorry. Yung WrestleMania na yun where Tyson just turns on HBK there. Feeling ko ganun pa rin yung mangyayari, because it's the perfect way to lead into a Roman Rock feud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just waiting for like whatever explanation from The Rock to explain kung bakit you know, one moment parang gusto niyang sindakin si Roman, tapos the next minute, ina, magkakampi na sila. So, yun. Yun sa akin, yun lang hinihintay ko.
I mean, right, if you're really gonna call The Rock out on anything, it's going to be yung bawal kayo tumawa, pero pinapatawa ka naman niya, diba? So, parang, what are you trying to pull here, guy? Diba? Parang medyo conflicting din yun eh. Like, as a fan, like, when I was watching this segment, that's how I felt. Like, I was laughing, I was chanting along, but then at the end of the day, I also understand na, teka lang, bakit ko siya cheer? Di ba dapat heal siya? Diba? Mm-hmm. Parang dun siya mas nag-resonate sa akin.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's move on to Emil's pick, which is from this weekend's episode of Rampage.
Right, so my pick is from Rampage. It's Queen Aminata versus Anna Jay. And I was pleasantly surprised by how good this match is. You know, if you've been reading my AEW weekend reviews lately, I've been impressed with Queen Aminata's progress ever since debuting on AEW TV. But this was her first win in perhaps I think her best match so far against Anna Jay. The match wasn't too long, it was short but impactful. Palestina, they went on this fast-paced match that energized the Rampage crowd, because usually Rampage crowds sobrang mellow na lang niya, because they always tape Rampage after the live Dynamite show. But that they were chanting at the end. They were chanting for Queen at the end, Queen Aminata at the end. And I'm also thrilled to learn this weekend, this past few days, now she has been signed full-time to AEW. She deserves it. Right now, for me, she's a strong contender for Rookie of the Year. Because, again, this year, ko lang siya nakita, and she has been impressing me week by week. And this is, I think, her best outing so far. So I can't wait for the day that she finally goes after one of the titles in AEW, either the TBS or the world Women's World Championship.
Emil clearly not a watcher of Dark because she had been on there a few times.
Nakita ko lang siya sa nung nag-appear na siya sa Rampage and Collision.
Yeah, she's been on AEW for quite some time. But dahil na-regularized na siya, good for her.
Yeah,
I'm all for Queen Aminata. I like the push that they're giving her. I like yung material that they're putting out for Queen Aminata. Like, did you guys know that she was a lawyer in Guinea?
No, not at all. Wow.
She's a very accomplished lawyer. She was working on international law before she started training to be a wrestler. So very accomplished in her own right. Very intelligent young woman here from Guinea. And Africa, and she talks about it at length in this new episode with Renee, this new interview series with Renee Paquette. It's also a good way to see and appreciate her because yung in-ring skills niya is very succinct, I'd like to say, very tight. I like how she looked very good against Serena Deeb, and then against Anna Jay even better. So I really have nothing but high hopes for Queen Aminata in her AEW run.
I like the fact that she's a lawyer because at least you can expect this particular wrestler to not do anything sus online.
Yeah, that's true.
Matalino siya, essentially. Yeah.
I mean, at the very least, alam niya yung mga bagay na ikaka-trouble niya, di ba? Ikaka-trouble ng kumpanya niya. So,
yeah.
Good on them for getting an actual juris doctor on the roster.
Also, to any extent, at least ma-advise niya si Tony Khan. on how to conduct himself online. Hopefully. Yan.
Ikaw na nagsabi niyan, Chino. Di na ako.
Hopefully.
Alright, let's move on to Rowan's pick, which is from SmackDown. He picked Logan Paul versus The Miz in Logan Paul's SmackDown debut. So, it's a TV match, diba, which doesn't really happen for Logan Paul. So, sabi ni Rowan, everyone is lucky. Puta, swerte daw tayo. Kasi lumaban si Logan Paul sa SmackDown. Match of the night daw for Rowan. Sabi rin ni Rowan, Miz has been busting his ass ever since the Gunther feud and is now doing moves he doesn't usually pull off, and he continued to bring that energy going into this match against Logan Paul. Sabi rin ni Rowan, perfect opponent si Miz for Logan Paul kasi familiar na sila with each other, and he liked how Logan Paul wins because of his chwariwap, si Jeff, di ba? Handing him yung brass knuckles para lang may pang trap siya sa opponent. And it was effective kasi na-affect yung game plan ni Miz. And it helped Logan Paul land the one lucky punch and then what appeared to be an STO. Parang feeling ko miscommunication sila ni Miz, diba? Yung that last move to plant Miz down. Sabi ni Rowan, Logan should be called the new dirtiest player in the game because of how he uses his environment to his advantage and how he was able to even steal the skull-crushing finale, to use the brass knuckles as a weapon, and to capitalize where he sees an opening. Okay, I'm not gonna go that far. I think mas napapansin lang natin si Logan Paul because he's just really more charismatic in the way that he presents himself. But I don't think na siya lang talaga yung nage-excel dito. Like, for one, I think garapal pa rin si Roman Reigns with regard to how he tries to get away with retaining his title, diba? I don't know about you guys. Like, I wouldn't go so far to say na yung mantle ni Ric Flair dapat ipasa kay Logan Paul.
Oh yeah, definitely. I feel like si Logan Paul medyo exaggerated dun si Rowan dun sa take din na yun. But the Rowan will Rowan. So I did like the match though. I am going to agree na see Logan Paul is starting to grow on me. His personality on camera and inside the ring is actually starting to grow on me. I'm still not a fan of Logan Paul or the Paul brothers in general, but as a wrestler, diba, he knows his part. He's a detestable heel, diba? You hate him, you love him because you hate him. in that sense. So I totally agree na nandun na siya sa mold na yon, and he fills out a particular role in the SmackDown card. With The Miz, I think he, because he's an older veteran in himself, he also has the opportunity to play outside of his toolbox, so to speak. Diba? To try out different things, because that's what he did against Gunther. Diba? He tried to do something different there. And so now we're getting to see a lot more of The Miz, because he's not out there to prove anything else anymore. Medyo vet na siya, tanda na siya, he's a seasoned locker room leader, so to speak. So nandun na siya sa point na, hey, let me just have fun and let's see where this goes. And I like how he's able to wrestle that way, kasi na-appreciate natin yung charisma nila pareho on screen and how they both played off against each other.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, Chino, na it's okay to dislike Logan Paul as a human being but still enjoy his output, diba? It's kind of like...
Yeah, I mean, I listen to problematic artists all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Or diba, so, you know,
I know how to
Benoit,
separate the art from the artist. Yeah, definitely.
Right. You know, when Benoit was in the ring, diba, he produced some great work with whichever dance partner he was with. So, agree. Totally agree on that end.
The thing that resonated with me in this match is the progression of Logan Paul from being a celebrity wrestler to now being a full-time wrestler. Kasi dati, yes, he's athletic. He's almost like a spot monkey when he first debuted. Kasi, of course, celebrity wrestler siya. He hasn't gone through the normal training, although he has done great up until this point. Pero yung nakita pa lang natin is his athleticism. He always do these great spots every match. But now you can see, like, the one question I always have with Logan Paul is, can he work a TV match? Can he work a match where you're only given 8 to 10 minutes and you need to squeeze everything in that span of time and be able to work a match on weekly TV, like Raw or SmackDown? So with this one, parang pumasa siya sa akin dun eh. Like, hindi ko na siya nakikita talaga as celebrity. He just happens to be a wrestler who's a celebrity, not a celebrity who's a wrestler. And that's a good progression for him. And again, like Chino said, he's really growing on me as a performer. Kasi parang ano eh, I think kung ano yung natuturo sa kanya, he picks it up that quickly. And now I wish from now on he would work more TV matches, kasi kayang-kaya niya naman niya pala talaga na makipagsabayan with these wrestlers. And this was a first, this was a good TV debut for him.
Mm-hmm. So, yun. Congrats to Logan Paul for having an impressive showing in his SmackDown TV debut. Let's take the SmackDown for my pick of the week, and it's Kevin Owens versus Dominic Mysterio. Really enjoyed this one kasi Dominic just got to be such an annoying little shit. And, you know, he was doing lucha things kasi yun pa rin yung DNA niya, diba, as a wrestler. It's just that he gets to be more annoying when he does yung Three Amigos, or how he does things like yung tribute niya to Eddie, yung parang plancha niya off the apron, or how Kevin Owens is really frustrated with Dominic and he wants to bludgeon him down, but then he realizes na Dominic is too wily now, so he has to actually shift up to a higher gear in order to contain Dominic's abilities here. So it's really fun. I actually expected Dominic to advance to the chamber just because he's such a heat magnet. And imagine if all four, well, four out of the five members of the Judgment Day were in Perth, diba, competing. It would have been great, especially since your Elimination Chamber match doesn't really have any heels other than Drew McIntyre. So I figured Dominic would have also been there para lang may isa pang ibubu outside of all the other big names in the cast of characters. Not sure how I feel about R-Truth getting involved there, but I guess they need to continue telling the story somehow. So, ayun, Kevin Owens picked up the win. I like how they brought how he was able to bring back the pop-up powerbomb as well. We don't really get to see him use that as a finish these days. So, yun din, lots of little things that I enjoyed from this opening match. And it also lasted way longer than I thought it would. Given it was a TV match, I think this one ran for like three segments on SmackDown. So that's why it's my pick of the week.
It's refreshing na Dominic is competing as singles again. except for a while they've been putting him in tag matches with JD. So okay yun para sa akin na he's going back to singles. And this was a great match. I think this was the opener to SmackDown, the first match of SmackDown this week. And ano lang, it's so refreshing to see Kevin Owens wrestle. Because it's been a while actually since I've seen him wrestle a long match, and he's one of my favorites as well. I agree with you, the R-Truth thing, it was kind of off because it's a Raw storyline, and you know, I thought may blood split tayo. So why is he going on SmackDown doing things? Although I do know that this is an inter brand match because Dominic is a part of the Raw roster, but again, this is a qualifying match, not really something to do with what is happening with the Judgment Day. But nonetheless, you know, Kevin picked up the win, and I don't expect him to win the chamber. I expect him actually for them and Logan Paul to continue feuding after chamber for the US title. So at least, you know, he'll have something to do for the chamber, and I'm sure both of them, Logan Paul, Kevin Owens, all of the guys in the chamber, are going to deliver on Saturday.
Yeah, I feel like the reason that R-Truth had to get involved was because this probably might end up on the chamber card, yung R-Truth versus Dominic. I don't think it ends up on the Mania card because I don't think Mania has room for that. But at the same time, they still need to finish the story, diba? They need to wrap a tiny little bow around it. So feeling ko naman, the hell Dominic is Dominic and R-Truth always gets a lol. Kasama na siya dun sa listahan na yun of people flying to Adelaide. That's just my opinion. But as Dominic Mysterio as a whole is the guy who really understands what he needs to do in the ring. Yeah, he's doing lucha things. Pero he knows that he's there to be a smarmy heel, diba? Yun yung role niya. So even if I remember seeing a reel on Instagram, I think, where that talks about Dominic getting it, understanding what he needs to do. Si Glenn Storm yung sa nag-comment to, he said that Dominic Mysterio really knows how to play his character, and in a few years' time, he'll be on top of the title picture in the WWE. And sana totoo yun, kasi if he really continues on this streak where he just gets heat after heat and he just builds off of that, then the sky's the limit for somebody as young as he is.
So yeah, you know, not much else to be said right here. Kevin Owens versus Dominic Mysterio, pretty fun way to open SmackDown, and echoing these guys, it shows how far Dominic has gone in his career. Let's all take a moment to remember that his debut match was only 4 years ago, nung height of the lockdowns, diba? In the Thunderdome. So there.
Against Seth Rollins at SummerSlam.
Against Seth freaking Rollins, that's right. Time for us to wrap it up with one last pick of the week. This one is from Ro, and ito pinag-usapan din niyo on the live stream last week, diba? So yes. It's the main event of Monday Night Raw, Sami Zayn versus Shinsuke Nakamura. And uliti ko lang yung sinabi ni Ro from that live stream. Sabi niya, it recaptured the magic of the original Zayn Nakamura match from TakeOver Dallas all the way back in 2016. Guys, 8 years old na yung match na yun. Ro reminds us na Shinsuke has been trying to adapt to the American style for his entire run in WWE, and passable naman siya, pero it's just not the same as the King of Strong style. So Sami let Nakamura ball the way he used to do, and in a Raw main event, no less. So Shinsuke finally got a somewhat meaningful win after months of taking major L's. And for those who have never really seen what he can really do, this is a great introduction or reintroduction to the magic that Shinsuke Nakamura can pull off in the ring. So anything new you guys want to add from what you guys said in live stream?
They have chemistry. That's what I can say. They have,
obviously, yes.
Sami is one of the few guys in WWE that Shinsuke has actually have a chemistry with, and I feel like that's also part because Sami has worked in Japan for years before coming to WWE, so he knows the style. He knows how to ball with these Japanese wrestlers. And it showed. It showed them in this match. Like, again, like Ro said, he was able to recapture that magic, even though not the full extent of that magic, but at least a part of it for him to pick this match as his pick of the week. So I'm glad that despite the failed, not failed, but you know, we I think we can say that it was wasn't the heel run that we were expecting. At least he still gets to main event Raw. He still gets to have these matches against the main event talent on Raw. And for once in a while, napapakita niya why he is the King of Strong Style.
Yeah, no. I'll just echo everybody else's sentiments. I said what I needed to say about this match. It was my favorite match of last week. Kung actual wrestling na yung pag-uusapan. This would be my pick as well. So, yeah, good match.
All right. So, if you didn't get yung thoughts nila on this one, go check out yung live stream natin, which is already up on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. As we wind down here, reminding everyone once again that if you want to keep supporting the pod, there are so many ways for you to do that. For one, you can follow the show on Spotify. Every follow is really going a long way, diba, towards helping the podcast get more reach, climb the algorithms and all that good stuff. We're also on social media. It is at Wrestling2XPod on Twitter and on TikTok. Facebook and Instagram, it is at Wrestling Podcast. You can also support us by being a Wrestling Podcast patron. For $5 a month or about 250, 260 pesos a month, sobrang daming benefits to being a Wrestling Podcast patron, which Emil will tell you about on the live stream this Thursday. Speaking of the live stream, we'll be back by then. I will be on for that one. So we'll catch you on Thursday, 7 p.m. on Facebook and on YouTube, our usual spots. In the meantime, thank you very much to Babyface producer Jasper and everyone over on the Pod Network for all of the work that they do on the podcast. And thank you as well to everybody who wished me a happy birthday, who celebrated with me either in spirit or in person. Really appreciate you all. So much love going around. Thank you so much. And thank you for catching another episode of the Wrestling Podcast. On behalf of Chino Liao and Emil Nate, as well as Ro Moran and Rowan ASH, who are not here, my name is Stan C. Another episode in the books as we march towards episode 700. On behalf of everybody on the podcast, stay safe, stay healthy, and don't be a dick. Later, outcasts.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.